Chapter 1. The Party on Juan's Yacht. Over the next few weeks, they saw each other every day until Sergio had to pick up a boat in Turkey and deliver it to San Marino. He was so attracted to Anastasia that he was going to turn the job down. But he asked her if she'd be interested in taking a few weeks off and coming with him. Then, on the way back, stopping off at Ecstasia, a popular swingers club in a private mansion, with grounds he knew in Rimini. As she worked for herself, she could take time off whenever she wanted. So she decided to go for it. She'd done a bit of a day sailing before, but nothing like a 1 or 2 week trip in a 98-foot Turkish gullet. So she organized her answer phone with a recorded message, as if she was going on holiday for a couple of weeks, and then did the same on all her social media platforms, where some of her work also came from. The majority was via word of mouth and regular clients. Then arranged with her flatmate to look after everything while she was away and gave her some cash for her share of the rent next month. Her flatmate thought she was nuts and tried to convince her not to go. But Anastasia was also not thinking straight, as they were falling in love fast. Sergio was quite well off, as he'd been living alone for the last 6 years, and although he'd lived with a couple of girlfriends in the past, he was in no hurry to do it again anytime soon. But something was different about Anastasia. She was like his soulmate. She told him she loved clubbing and the erotic lifestyle, and even told him she wanted to have a threesome with him. When he asked her if she meant with another girl, she just smiled, held both his hands, stared into his eyes and told him, "Sergio, I'd do it with you or another girl or another guy. I just want you to be happy and experience all the fantasies you've ever dreamed of." He was stunned by her candid openness, and although he felt he loved her, he also wanted to see her making love with another man, or maybe several men. He knew his life was never going to be the same now he'd met Anastasia, and was already planning on buying a liveaboard yacht and asking her to move on board and, as soon as they were ready, sail the oceans together. He had enough money saved up to purchase a nice blue water sailboat, probably something in the 60 to 70 feet range, which would be more than adequate for a couple living aboard. Wherever they docked, she could do her hairdressing, and there was always work for marine engineers in every marina, so they could earn some extra money on their travels, instead of dipping into what would be left of his savings. The yacht delivery was from Izmir in Turkey to Rimini, San Marino, Italy. So he booked the flights, and the following day they flew from Nice via Paris to Izmir Adnan Menderes International Airport, and arrived at the marina late afternoon. The owner of the yacht, he was sailing to Italy to meet them at the airport, and spent a few hours with them on the yacht before leaving them to familiarize themselves with the boat before sailing in a couple of days' time. Sergio was meticulous at making sure everything that was required on a long trip was on board, and he needed to check the engine and various other equipments were fully functional. Their first night on board together was going to be the start of a very different phase in their lives. The yacht was moored in a lively marina with several bars and restaurants, so they decided to take a stroll and check out a bar or two. The first bar was okay, but not very busy, so they had a few drinks and chatted about their long-term plans, and Sergio told her he'd found a boat and was going to check it out when they flew back to France after the San Marino trip. As they were chatting, a group of people came into the bar from a motor launch that just docked on the jetty. The occupants were from a 100-meter luxury motor yacht, moored in a short distance away. As they entered the bar, the group smiled and said hello, and sat on some sofas and chairs nearby, and ordered their drinks. It looked like the yacht owner was an Arab guy in his late 50s. He was with 3 very attractive girls, and another guy who looked like his friend or business associate, around 40-ish, tall, with blonde hair and quite muscular.